produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, which says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." In each program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are God's child, He promises to take care of you and the broken pieces of your life. He promises that He loves us unconditionally, and He wants for us to know that He loves us and cares for us, even in the broken times of our lives. He wants for us to choose Him alone over anything else in our lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage you, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to help you in your broken times of your lives. And I want to inspire you that you can know that you can overcome battles in your personal lives. You can move past the brokenness that you are facing in your life today. By sharing my personal testimonies, I teach how I chose to become a better broken. From my personal experiences, using scripture from the Bible and asking questions to glean upon, and also using testimonials from other friends that I have come in contact with through my time in the ministry, I teach how you can overcome the many battles of brokenness that you might face in your life. My intention for this show is to continue to review some of the main points of the books that I have written and to turn those points around into things that we are dealing with right now today in our lives. I have used the quote in the introduction of my book for you several times, and I'll be using that again later on. But I want to emphasize on some things that the Lord has taught me to remind us that we all can learn from trials in our lives. The trials that you experience today, the trial that you are in right now, or the trial that you will be in time to come, will be a great testimony to someone else someday. Someday, we will all be able to look back to this time in our lives of the trials and the tribulations of our lives. And someday, we will be able to be a blessing and a help to someone else. God can carry us through our broken times in our lives. God will carry you through the broken time in your life right this moment. He can help us to build off of these times in our lives, and He can help us to also be a help and a blessing to someone else in those times of needs in their lives. I am involved in a wonderful ladies' conference called Righteously Redeemed, and I write a post or a devotional under every Thursday, and we call it Thriving Thursday. You can find this ladies' conference group on Facebook under Righteously Redeemed. And we also post the upcoming dates of our conferences and such. And I've had the following devotional that I wrote for today on my heart for quite some time now. So I want to share with you also what I wrote for that devotional. The Bible says in Psalm 6:6-9, I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. One of the hardest things to do is for us to be real with God. One of my greatest challenges is to be real with God. And I have learned over time that it is easier for me to be who I am at that moment and to be real with God than to be someone who is laughing, smiling all of the time, faking things off as if they've never gone through anything in this world. To me, that's harder to play a role in as someone who gives off the impression that I've never been through a trial in my life or I've never gone through anything in my life. That is harder for me to do than to be real with God. I don't want to pretend that I never go through anything in my life. I want to be a voice and to share with all that even in my weakest, darkest, hardest times or moments in my life, I can be real with my God. We are taught to have reverence and the highest level of respect and worship to the King of Kings. And yes, we are to have reverence and highest level of respect and worship to our King and Kings. And those things come in their times. But we often, so often forget that Jesus was once a babe born into the sinful world. Jesus experienced the temptation by Satan to become angry with his heavenly Father and to turn his own back on God. Through his perfect wisdom, he knew that he could never turn his back on his heavenly Father. Then, when Jesus became a man, again, he was broken, beaten, battered, and then placed on an old rugged cross. He was tempted as he cried, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" David felt deep emotional pain, and he himself, who was a man after God's own heart, if you'll remember reading that scripture in the Bible, he himself became so emotionally distraught that he questioned God in anger. He was pouring out his heart to God as he was being real with his heavenly Father. David cried out to God many of times throughout the book of Psalms. And guess what? The book of Psalms is the largest book of the Bible. So that means there were many times that David cried out to God throughout the book of Psalms. And yes, there were other women and men that went through different trials and tragedies in their lives that cried out to God also. But I'm focusing on David today because we know the story of David. And we know all of the pain and agony and hurt that he went through. As we read throughout the book of Psalms, and I'm sure that if you've been a Christian for some time in your life, you've read through the book of Psalms yourself, probably more than once. And you have learned all of the times that David cried out to the Lord in his emotional pain. And I want to ask you a question. How do you deal with emotional pain? What are you going through right now that you are battling? What are you facing today that makes you feel like your life will never be the same, or your life just simply cannot go on? If you are feeling these things, how are you dealing with the darkness and the pain that you are feeling? We need to remember that no matter how we feel or how we struggle in our lives, our Heavenly Father wants for us to be real with Him. He already knows our thoughts and our hearts anyway. So why not just pour your heart out to Him right now? Be real with Him. Yes, we should have reverence 100% to our Heavenly Father. Yes, we should worship and respect Him in the highest manner. But we should also sit down in our emotional pain and give our hearts and our heavy burdens to Him, crying out to Him, giving Him all that we have, being completely real with Him, and allow for Him to be there for us. He loves us unconditionally. So this means that He loves us even in the weakest, darkest moments in our lives. Christ loves us so much, and He doesn't want to leave us in a place of despair and agony all of the time. He wants to display His love to us as we read the scriptures and glean comfort and things that we can use from the scripture to grow ourselves and to help us to become a better broken. This type of love is displayed in Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I will read and remind you the first part of my introduction to A Better Broken for Youth. It's plain and simple. Our lives will involve tribulations. John 16:33 states, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." These are the words of Christ. "In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." It may seem that some never have a worry or hard times in their lives, and that they have everything that they could ever want or need. But if they are completely honest, they do have struggles and hardships as well. It may be sin. It may be hidden family problems. It might be financial problems, and so much more. But everyone has at least one broken story in their lives, if not several. Something that I am learning is that my God is the healer of all brokenness. He promised us peace in these storms of brokenness. And even when it seems like we are all alone, He is right there with us, guiding us. As I have told my classes in the past, I have I'll stop reading right here and explain this. I was able and honored and privileged to teach in the Christian schools that I worked in for 10 years. And the students that I saw come in and out of my classrooms were such a blessing to me in so many ways, and they inspired me personally in so many ways. Not only do we inspire students, but our students inspire us. And so I wanted to stop and right there and say that one of the greatest blessings of my personal life is teaching in these the Christian schools that I was honored and privileged to teach in. But I'll continue reading from there. As I told my classes that I've had the privilege of teaching, we all experience or will experience tribulations of some sort, even teenagers. No one is exempt from experiencing some type of tribulation. Kids also. You are not too young or too old to experience brokenness. It is what we do with those broken trials or broken parts of our lives that make us or break us. Romans 5:3-4 says, "And not only so, But we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. I'll stop right there to say that when I saw this verse and when I studied this verse, of course, I've probably read it, I don't know how many times in my personal life, but when I stopped and really thought about the words of this verse, it pierced my heart in a way that I can't describe. Christ is telling us to glory in our tribulations. Y'all, I'm just going to be honest, because I still have up and down moments, just like you do. It is so hard to glory in our tribulations. But the verse goes on to say, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Did you know that tribulations in your life help you to become a more patient person if we lean and trust in the Lord? I'll pause a minute right there and say, don't pray for patience, because I think all of you know what happens if you pray for patience. We've all been there, and if you pray for it, and it's the Lord's will, He's going to answer that request and give you the patience that you need. So don't pray for patience, but pray for God's help. And know that tribulation worketh patience in your life. And then patience, experience. So that means when you have learned to be patient in your times of distress, God has also given you the experience that you need, and then experience hope. So as you're gaining patience and experience through different trials and tragedies and tribulations in your life, God will renew you with hope. Are you allowing your tribulations to work patience in your life? I'm going to pick up reading from my book there. Are we allowing our tribulations to work patience in us as we learn to depend on the Lord more in our tribulations? Are we gaining experience so that we can be a blessing to others? Or are we allowing Satan to use our trials against us to make us bitter? Stopping there. Wow. Are we allowing Satan to use our trials against us to make us bitter? Many times in my personal life, I have seen myself fall into the trap of bitterness. And I plan on using a whole show to talk about this situation on bitterness in the future, near future. I'm working on something now. But my goodness, how many times do we allow for Satan to use our trials against us to make us bitter? Okay, I'm going to pick up reading from there. Do we have hope in Him as we deal with each and every burden that God allows to be placed on us? Remember, God only allows the trials to be placed in our lives. I have heard so many say, God gave me this burden. But in reality, God does not give us the burdens. He allows for Satan to have his way in giving burdens in order to test us and to try us and to mold us and to help daily renew our brokenness by learning to have more faith and hope in the Lord. That was the first part of the introduction that I wrote for A Better Broken for Youth. And I want to go back and focus on the statement that I've heard many times in my life. Oh, God gave me this burden. God gave me this trial. But you know what?
God is perfect, right? His ways are perfect. So, if He is a gracious, loving, perfect God, why would He want to give us tribulations? He does not give us tribulations, y'all. He allows for Satan to have his way in giving us burdens and tribulations to test us, to see how strong we are, to try us, to see how real we are with Him, to mold us, to instruct us how to overcome those tribulations and battles so that we can be a better help and a blessing to someone else someday. He is there for us in every trial. I don't care if you go through hundreds of trials in one day. Satan was allowed to give you each and every trial so that you can be taught to lean on Jesus. Lean on Him in those hard times in your life. So many times do we fake things off and we pretend to be happy, or we pretend to be this way or that way, and we give a facade of perfection. Our life is perfect. Nothing has gone wrong in our lives. But you know what? All God wants is for us to be real with Him. Don't pretend that you're somebody you're not. Don't pretend that you are always the happiest person in the world and that you've never gone through anything. Be real with God. Be real with yourself. But most importantly, be real with God. These thoughts come from some of the topics from my book, A Better Broken for Youth. My new book, A Better Broken for Ladies, has finally been released, and you can find more details on my page, A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection Facebook page. I will also be using parts of this book to help with future devotionals in the near future. And I ask that you would please pray for me as I continue to listen to what God wants for me to share to you. And please remember, too, that no matter what you are going through in your life right this moment, you can be real with Him. God is still there for you. He loves you, and through your brokenness in life, no matter what it may be, you can be used by Him. When it seems like you're all alone, remember, you're not alone. It's still my desire to share with you what the Lord places on my heart, and I pray that I am a blessing to you. As I close out this program for today, I wanted to say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful journey and this wonderful broadcast. I also wanted to say a special thank you to two wonderful lady friends of mine who are such an inspiration to my life in so many ways that they don't even know about, and that is Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk. I am incredibly blessed to be able to continue on this journey. Thank you for asking me to be involved, with this program, Kayla and Tammy. And I also want to say a special thank you to my husband and my kids and my other family for their love and support, and to my precious friends all over the world that God has blessed me with. Thank you all for your continuous love and support. I also want to say a special thank you to you who are listening. Again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every every first Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on this radio program. Or listen on my Facebook page, A Better Broken Radio Broadcast. I believe I have 11 broadcasts, the first 11 that were posted on there, and now I cannot post any more, so I am currently working on a YouTube page. If you're interested in my books or handmade resin jewelry, you can also find me on my Facebook page called A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. And if you're interested in my books, you can find them also on Amazon.com under author Angie West or A Better Broken. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Thank you again for listening.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.